Today's gospel passage from that prologue of John's gospel is always so beautiful. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things came into being through Him, and the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. And we have seen His glory, the glory of the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth. That great proclamation, the Word created all, became flesh, made His dwelling among us. That is incredible mystery, and it's caused people throughout history to struggle with that. We call it good news, but it's not always easy to digest. For Jesus to be fully human and fully divine, it's almost inconceivable. In Greek philosophy, matter was often considered evil. So how could the Son of God take on a body? How could God become flesh? In Jewish thought, the very name of Yahweh was so sacred that you couldn't even pronounce it. So how could God come in a body to be seen with our eyes? So what we call the incarnation was a scandal for the Jews and just plain foolishness for the Greeks. But the fact is, in that lowly stable of Bethlehem, God, who before had been heard of, feared, talked about, could now be seen, touched, loved as a baby. Jesus was under the care of His mother, Mary, and her husband, Joseph. So God became approachable, accessible, available, vulnerable, lovable, touchable. Instead of welcoming the good news about Jesus' birth, many people were rather bothered by a God who became living flesh. Because it seems that people could deal more easily with a distant God. In fact, they could handle dogmas, systems, ideas more easily than they could handle the notion of God as a living person. God is not an abstract concept, some way that's easier to handle. But God, as Christ, in our daily life and in everyone we meet, is indeed very challenging. No theology constitutes a threat unless we try to live it. If God became fully human, the followers of Christ must embrace His way of life and become fully human as well, embracing weakness and sin. It's interesting, when Pope Benedict, when he became Pope, his first encyclical, God is Love, he said, "Love of God and love of neighbor have become one. In the least of the brethren, we find Jesus Himself, and in Jesus we find God." That's a pretty powerful statement. And that's how we celebrate the birth of Christ over and over again. It's not something that just happened over 2,000 years ago. It's an everyday event. It's a continuous happening. So every time we stir love in others, it's Christmas. Every time we let the Holy Spirit be active in our lives as well as in the lives of others, it's Christmas. It's a continuous celebration. It's eternal. Christmas is that vulnerable baby in the stable. Christmas is every innocent child. Christmas is bread to those who are hungry. Christmas is a doctor or nurse when we are sick. Christmas is our loving fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, friends, teachers. Christmas is our lawyers and judges when they work for justice and fairness. Christmas is all those who minister in the church. God is not just out there. God is in here. God has never been absent, but God is often unrecognized. And the Word of God made flesh corrects this short-sighted vision of ours by making us see God in all aspects of our lives. And so salvation is the result of the incarnation. When we follow Christ, we do not just follow somebody from past history. We follow the living Christ who is in us, with us, among us, who is the very life of our lives. Even though it's exciting to realize that the living God is here in our midst, that can also be scary because it means that we cannot just stay the same. We have to change. We're called to be a new creation. If we strip down all the traditional poetry, imagery, music, decorations, and all the stories wrapped around Christmas, we come to the essential part of the mystery. God is not a concept. God has a human face. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. St. Athanasius, so many years ago, wrote, "The Son of God became human so that we might share in the divine life, that we might be divine." Incredible. What a mystery. What a responsibility. Our very humanness has taken on incredible dignity. So God works through our very humanness. In Christ, divinity and humanity meet and embrace. The same happens to us. The incarnation continues to happen. We gather now as the church, as the body of Christ, in order to continue to make Christ present in our world. Over 2,000 years ago, the mystery of Jesus' birth radically changed the order of things and the way we talk about God and the way we experience God. The critical question is this: do we live our lives as if the first Christmas never happened? Because the birth of Christ is our birth to a new way of thinking, of living, of acting. It's the way of Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So yes, we celebrate the birthday of Christ, but also our birthday, a birth into a new way of living. And receiving the Eucharist today is, again, that mystery of the incarnation, the divine and the human meeting again in us.